And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello dear listeners, and welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you, and in this special edition of The Ocean of Dua, we will have a look at some of the commentary points of Ziyaratul Arba'in. So before we get started, let's listen to the part we are going to discuss.
As-salamu ala waliyyillahi wa habibih. As-salamu ala khalilillahi wa najibih. As-salamu ala safiyyillahi wa ibn safiyyah. السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد. السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات.
So in this part we will have a look at the meaning of salam, because this ziyara starts with As-salamu ala waliyyillahi wa habibih. Peace be upon the wali and guardian of God and his beloved. As-salamu ala khalilillahi wa najibih. Peace and blessings be upon the friend of God and his chosen one. As-salamu ala safiyyillahi wa ibn safiyyah. Peace be upon the chosen one, the safi of God, and the son of his chosen one. As-salamu ala al-Husayn al-madhloom al-shaheed. Peace be upon Hussein, the wronged and the martyred. So, regarding these as-salams, multiple meanings have been mentioned for the term salam, which we can summarize. For example, salam is one of the names of God, the Exalted, meaning may God protect you when we say salam. Or others say salam means true submission. Or salam means safety and peace. Now that the meaning of salam as peace and safety and well-being is clear, we can move on to interpret our salutations, or better say, the salutations of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. So this greeting in the beginning part is made after while the Zair is physically standing before the Imam, or if at a distance, by visualizing the presence of Imam. So he's greeting him with heart. The Zair affirms by saying these salams inwardly that no harm or offense will ever come from himself to the Imam, neither at that moment or afterwards. This means because the aim of all these noble ones is none other than guiding and reforming people, raising the word of monotheism and spreading obedience to God among the people. That's why this Zair is aligning himself in the way that pleases the Imam, not in a manner that causes him distress. Only then can one be truthful in saying As-salam. So the Zair must cleanse the heart with the water of repentance, shed tears of remorse, and only then address the Imam with salam. And by offering salam, desire draws near to the Imam, and through repeating this expression of respect, Zahir is actually purifying himself from lowly traits and moral corruption. Now let's have a break and we will be back with the rest of our discussion regarding this part of Ziyaratul Arba'in. And in this part, we'll have a look at this section of Ziyarah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn al-Mazloom al-Shaheed. Peace be upon Husayn, the wronged and the martyred. So, Imam Husayn, peace be upon him, is not only honored with the status of a martyr or Shaheed, but he's also holding the lofty rank of Sayyid al-Shuhada. He is the master of the martyrs, which is the station far above that of a martyr. So this unique title has been bestowed exclusively upon Imam Husayn alayhi salam among the infallible Imams alayhi salam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a riwayah says, "Zuru qabr al-Husayn wa la tajfuh, fa innahu sayyidu shabab ahli al-jannah min al-khalq." Visit the grave of Husayn and do not abandon him, because he is the master of the youth of paradise among all creations and the master of the martyrs. Also, in Ziyaratul Nahiyah, the ziyarah attributed to Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, the Imam addresses Imam Husayn, peace be upon him, with these words, As-salamu ala shaheed al-shuhada, peace be upon the martyr of the martyrs. So, on the day of resurrection, all martyrs will aspire to be in the company of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the Imam and the Sayyid of the martyrs. As Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, also says, وَمَا مِن شَهِيدٍ إِلَّا وَيُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حَتَّى يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ مَعَهِ. There is no martyr except that he wishes to be with Husayn, peace be upon him, so that they may enter paradise alongside him. So, As-salamu ala al-Husayn al-Mazloom. What does it mean to be Mazloom? People, instead of showing love to their Imam, peace be upon him, they committed injustice, and not just any injustice, but the worst kinds. This dhulm, this oppression, this injustice that was inflicted upon Imam Husayn and his family is beyond counting. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكي كل عام لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.